We've talked a little bit about Braille readers, our leaders, and we had a group. We have a group that's participated. I don't know who started it. I guess Lois, but the members of the group are going to talk to you about what we're doing and ask you to join us.
All right, Bob, it's yours.
Okay, good morning. This is Bob Gardner. I want to talk a little bit about the Life Group, and it's. I'm also going to have Denise Avant and Lois Montgomery also participate in this. And first of all, what is the Life Group? Well, the Life Group is a group that was put together to promote reading Braille, not so much, not only reading Braille, but to improve our Braille proficiency. We put this together about a year ago, and we decided to do it in kind of a unique fashion. We get together once a week by teleconference, and we have a common Braille book that we read aloud to each other during the teleconference, and then we do what we call homework during the week, where we have to read to a certain point where we will start again the next week. And you might say, well, why do you read aloud to each other? The thing that we have found out when you're trying to read Braille and trying to get your proficiency up, like I am, is that for some reason, or maybe it's not so hard to figure out, that reading aloud is harder than reading to yourself. First of all, if you run into something that you don't know, you can't fake it, you can't jump over it. And of course, the other people in the group who are following along, they're supposed to be trying to follow along. If you find a word you can't quite figure out, they can help you. They don't tell you the word. That's not good form. They might say, what's the first symbol and what are the dots and that sort of thing. So that's what we do. We have four active members. We've had several other members that have been active along the way. I think we've had probably six people involved in this. And it's a great way to improve your Braille. There was a time when I think it was this year. It was right after the Braille Readers or Leaders contest ended, which was in January, and I was trying to figure out some way to kind of get the Life Group to just sort of fade away so I wouldn't have to tie up my Sunday nights reading Braille and have all that pressure there. But anyway, everybody else wanted to keep going, and so I did. And it's been amazing. I really think in the last, whatever that is, 6, 7, 8, 9 months, I can already tell that just in that time, my Braille speed has increased. So with that, I want to turn this over to Denise, who will talk about what the Life Group is meant to her. And possibly, Denise, you could talk a little bit about what we did in the Braille Readers or Leaders contest this year. And then Lois, you're back there?
Yes.
Okay. And Lois is going to talk about, she can talk about her feelings about the Life Group. By the way, Lois was the one who came up with the acronym. It's actually an acronym, LIFE, L-I-F-E. Literacy is for everyone, including us who are blind. So Lois can talk about what the Life Group has meant to her, and then also I'd like Lois to talk about the upcoming Braille Readers or Leaders contest and perhaps how you could participate in the Life Group. And with that, I'm going to turn this over to Denise Avant.
Good morning, everyone. Literacy really is for everyone. I began participating with the Life Group, and what it did for me is I've known Braille. I learned it when I was a sophomore in high school as part of a summer program. I could see print back then, but at real close range. And I continued to read print, but as I got to college, and particularly to law school, I really needed another medium because my print vision wasn't all that great to begin with, and it declined. So I used began to use Braille as a study aid. Then when I got my job, I began to use it in my work. But I had never sat down and actually read a book, a novel, from cover to cover in Braille until last year when I joined the Life Group. And I was really inspired to join the Life Group by Bob Gardner, because Bob Gardner is someone who is retired, and one might say there's no need for him to sit and read Harry Potter novels or anything else. He could just label stuff in his home. But he wanted to go beyond that and become a better Braille reader, and that really inspired me. So I did join the Braille Readers Are Leaders contest. I read, I think, 4 books, and I read close to over 2,900 pages. I didn't win. That wasn't the point of it. The point of it was to get me to use Braille every day for pleasure. I increased my reading speed a little bit. In fact, I've done quite a bit of brailing here at the convention, just brailing out cards for our door prizes. So literacy really is for everyone. Braille is important. If you struggle to read print as I did during most of my school life, then you really need to know Braille. You need to know how to be able to spell words. You need to know what they look like. And you need to be able to communicate with other blind users who cannot read print. So I would encourage everybody to come join us and practice your Braille reading skills.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to be back. Bob asked me to talk about the upcoming... Is this better? Now it's too loud, right? I see the two. There's no medium for me. I've been asked to talk about the upcoming Readers Are Leaders program. And those of you who know me know that Braille is very dear to my heart, because I grew up not knowing Braille at all, and I should have. I've been legally blind all my life. I had to struggle with print all my life. I was mainstreamed in school with no accommodations. Braille is very dear. There was a time in my life where I considered myself illiterate because I couldn't see to read print, and I did not know Braille. I did not know Braille until I was an adult, and once I learned it, it's like, oh, the world opened up again, and I can read again. It's wonderful. Readers Are Leaders program, we can register right now, beginning October 1st. We could start registering for it. It begins November 1st through January 4th, Louis Braille's birthday. And what this is you register and you document your reading, and it's for children and adults. I believe this is like the third year for the adults, and I have participated in all three of the past years. The Life Group participated last year. Our chapter has participated in the ABLE Group. And Bob, when was it? Was it 2 years ago when the very first year that they had the adult group, the ABLE group, the Black Hawk chapter, ABLE, which is an acronym for Accessing Braille Literacy for Everyone, we joined as a group, and our team won. Yes, we came in number one throughout the nation. We were really excited about that. And who all was on that team? There was Bob, Patrick Olson, myself, Jean Rauschenbach, Jana Hergert, and I think that was it, wasn't it? That was it, but we won as a We won as a team. We were excited about that. And this past year, I had previously been in the beginners group, but my speed has improved. I have accepted the fact that I'm never going to be one of these Mark Mowers who can read 300 words a minute. I've accepted that. I'm happy I can read Braille. That's the main thing, that I can read now. And so I participate in the intermediate group, which I don't care how fast I read. The important thing is we can read. That's the main thing. And I encourage young and old alike to participate. If you know Braille, join, you know, sign up. It's not that hard. It doesn't matter whether you read, you know, 2 pages a day or if you read 200 pages a day. Who cares? I read my Braille every night. And sometimes, like I said, I may only read 5 pages. The next night, I might read 80 pages. That's not important. I don't want to lose what I've already gained. And if you don't use it, you lose it. So I encourage everyone in this room, this is my challenge. Sign up and participate in the Braille Readers or Leaders program. You will not regret it. And I'm going to let Bob just finish up here.
One thing that we wanted to mention is that it's now easier than ever to get Braille books. Used to be you could only call the National Library Service and subscribe and call and have them sent to your home if they were available. But now if you have one of the Braille note takers, you can download a Braille book anytime you want, assuming that you obtain an ID and a password from your local NLS library. And so that is loc.gov/NLS/Braille. But you need an ID and password, and that's easily gotten through your local NLS library. They'll tell you exactly how to do it. And that way you'll be able to use your note taker, whether it's a Braille note, a PacMate, a Braille light, a Braille Sense or Braille Sense on hand, any of the note takers, you will have access, so there'll be no need to have be able to wonder if the library can send you an available book. And it's particularly good for kids in school when you're in your English classes and you need a book right away. You can just go and download it. So that's Web Braille.
Okay, I just want to wrap up a few things here. I was thinking when Denise was talking about Web Braille, blah. First of all, the Braille Readers or Leaders contest has been a big incentive for our group, for our team. I know that during the last one, Lois Montgomery signed up for Web Braille, which she had never done before, and that was an incentive. That was a positive outcome of her being involved in Braille Readers or Leaders. Also, there were several people in our life group, our life team last year. Even though they were fairly good Braille readers, they obviously wanted to improve their Braille, but this was the first time they had ever read a novel all the way through. So that was a positive outcome of Braille Readers or Leaders. I would like to conclude this by talking about the life group. You know, we're looking for more people to participate in our life group. We haven't talked about it formally, but I'm assuming we're going to enter the Braille Readers or Leaders contest as a team. Like Lois said, 2 years ago, the ABLE team out of the Black Hawk chapter won Team of the Year. We were the Team of the Year in the whole country. Unbelievable. And last year, the life the life group, we entered as a team, an adult team, and this was people from Illinois. We have one former Illinoisan who was in Minneapolis who was part of that team. But out of our team of five, let me go back a little bit. In Braille Readers or Leaders, in the contest, you enter and you have to tell them what category of a Braille reader you are. There's, depending on your speed, it's like beginner, intermediate, I don't remember, expert, and advanced, whatever. But anyway, so you enter, and then they pick throughout the country again, they publish the top three winners, the ones who have read the most pages in those categories. And we in the life group, we had five people participating in our team, and two of those placed in the top three in their category throughout the country. That was Lois Montgomery and Kelly Doty, and I believe, Denise, you just barely missed, didn't you?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Denise just barely missed. If Denise had been in, it would, three out of the five would have been in the top three in the country. Isn't that amazing? Go Illinois. So with that, like I say, what we're trying to get across here is that join the Braille Readers or Leaders contest. If you're interested in the life approach, which is getting together once a week and reading aloud to each other by teleconference, we're looking for more participants. And with that, I would ask, how do they join? Good question. Talk to any of us. Talk to me, talk to Lois, talk to Denise. And we will get you hooked up.
And it doesn't matter what your speed
is. And, of course, if you're interested in the Braille Readers or Leaders contest just in general, you can go to the website www.nfb.org, and it will have all the stuff you need there to enter. With that, I would look at you and ask, are there any questions about any of what we've talked about? Are you all hungry? You just don't want to prolong this? I can tell you, you're not going to get your meal any quicker if you don't. So they're not going to bring it earlier. Yes, Gina.
Classes, you learn how to scan across the pages. Then the second phase is you learn the alphabet and how to read the letters. The third one where I'm at now is I'm learning how to write with a slate and stylus. And that could be challenging, but you have to think first when you start writing, because writing it is the reverse of reading it, so that when you turn the page over, then you can read it from left to right, but you write right to left. And it's been quite a challenge. I've also been I took a class with Polly at the Guildford of Blind. I took it with her. And I also am now presently at Blind Services in Chicago, learning it one-on-one with a tutor, which really helps, too, if you can get, like, if there's a tutor, we work one-on-one with that person. And that helps a lot. And, you know, she kind of puts you on the now I'm learning contractions. And the thing that I'm having a hard time with is that the contractions are also some of the letters. So I have to think what it is. But I'm learning. So, it's quite a challenge. It's a little bit discouraging. But I feel like if I can keep doing this, I'll learn.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
Just keep going. I always think to myself, I always wanted to learn a foreign language, and you know, my whole life, and I have never done it, but now I figure, I tell myself I have, and it's Braille.
Yes. Right.
Because it's very much like Braille, in that the fact that it's not that easy to learn. It takes initiative, and it takes effort, and then it takes practice. That's what we're doing in the life group. It's like if you learn German 20 years ago and you've never used it since, then your German probably wouldn't be very good. Well, it's the same thing with Braille. You heard Lois talk about that need to read Braille every day. Otherwise, even the good Braille readers start losing proficiency. They start losing speed. Any other questions? If not, I would conclude this by leaving you with a thought that at one time I was blind and I did not know Braille. I could not read Braille. I could not write Braille. So for all intents and purposes, I fit into the category of being illiterate. I'm a person who can't read and a person who can't read a printed page, and I couldn't write a printed page that I could read. So think about that. If you're blind and you don't know Braille, you fit into that category. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. You know, one of our phrases that you will hear often in this organization is that blindness can be reduced to a nuisance with the use of proper adaptive techniques. One of the key ones we all find is Braille. Even if your Braille skills first start and you're not ready to do a novel, you might label a pill bottle or a can. I started with my husband's vast collection of CDs, which I still am not caught up on. He needs to stop buying or I'll never catch up. But you know, if you practice and you use it, you'll find that your uses for it increase. So I started with labeling, and then I started with the file labeling at work, and then I started with outlines when I speak, and sometimes now I even speak from entire Braille texts. Lois would like a minute.
Well, first of all, I want to commend great presentations from our USLAM and our adult readers. I think that was really inspirational because so many times people are told, well, as an adult, you know, you didn't learn Braille and it's unfortunate, but it's just too bad. And obviously that panel just showed everybody that you should never think it's too late. So I wanted to mention really quickly here, too, one of the great things that we do in the NFB is that we have three wonderful training centers. And I'm the director of the Louisiana Center for the Blind. We also have Blind Incorporated in Minneapolis and the Colorado Center for the Blind in Littleton. And all of our centers, what we focus on is teaching people that the skills that they need to be successful and independent, and also the confidence that they need to believe in themselves and believe what Patty was talking about, that blindness can be reduced to just simply a characteristic with proper skills, proper training, and a positive outlook and the opportunity. And so I would encourage you, all of our training centers have programs for adults. We also offer programs during the summer for children and teenagers who are in middle school or high school, who have time off during the summer to work on those skills. And it's a great opportunity to really focus some time, generally several months, 6 to 9 months for our adult programs. But if anybody has questions about training, I know I've talked to a lot of you already. I would be happy to, Roland and I would be happy to answer any questions that you have throughout the weekend about our NFB centers and how they can really change your life and make a difference for you. So thank you.
Thank you. We have successfully sent several people to our training centers this year. And I will say that the Bureau of Blind Services has been very cooperative. If you provide the proper justifications, they will indeed pay for you to attend one of the NFB training centers. Now, you've got to know how to justify it. So you might want to talk to somebody before you start. But doors does cover it if it's justified.